White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 13, 1902. Elder W.C. White, my dear son, the Sabbath has just passed. I did not attend meeting, for I did not feel able. For some nights, I have been unable to sleep past 12 o'clock. I see so many matters that must be presented to the people, and I can but pray that the Lord will work by His own power. I will not write unless my head is clear, not confused. I realize that the first thing I ought to do is to prepare matter for the books that should be brought out. But there are other things that I must do. The attitude of some of my brethren in regard to the southern field, and the reports that are being circulated, reports that I know to be untrue, make it necessary for me to take up this matter. I can no longer allow false impressions to be made, without saying what I know to be the truth. I shall publish in book form what I have written in regard to the work in the southern field. I shall no longer handle this matter with the tips of my fingers. Our people shall have in book form the facts of the history of the work in the South. When this book is out, I shall know that I have done my part to undeceive minds. I shall give the message and the instruction that has been given me in regard to the work, not as my brethren advise, for they see things with a clouded understanding. I have lost confidence in their spiritual discernment and in their plans and methods, because the light that they are following is directly contrary to the light that the Lord has given me. If their plans are accepted, the work in the southern field will be carried forward in a way that is contrary to the way in which the Lord has shown me it should be carried forward. The difficulties and hindrances met with in the work in the south are a repetition of the difficulties and hindrances that we met in Kurenbong and in every other place where the Lord has shown me that a work was to be done. There have always been those men and women who were ready to use tact and influence to fashion things after their own human judgment, repressing and hindering the work. I shall call earnestly for means from my brethren and sisters to use where it is most needed, in the unworked cities of America, and especially in the cities of the South. This field, barren and unsightly, has been shamefully neglected. The work to be done for the colored race is a large work and calls for a large outlay of means. My heart aches as I look over the matter that has already been printed on this subject, but which upon many minds has been of no more weight than a straw. Like the priest and Levite, men have looked indifferently on a most pitiful picture and have passed by on the other side. For years this has been the record. Wealthy men not of our faith have given liberally for the establishment of schools for the colored people, and some effort has been made to educate the poorer class of whites living in the South. But our own people have put forth only a jot of the earnest effort that they should have put forth. Sunday, December 22nd. Today I received your interesting letter of December 17th. Thank you. I will send you a letter in the morning's mail in regard to some things in which you will be interested. I should have written more, but for some reason my eye is troubling me, and I must guard it carefully.